At the end of the first trimester and early into the second trimester, the embryonic puppies become elongated as their nervous system and organs begin to develop. They're now about 10 millimeters or 1/3 inch long and 7 millimeters wide. During this time, the embryos finally stop floating freely and implant in the lining of the uterus. Implantation occurs when the puppy and the uterine lining connect through the placenta. The placenta is a temporary organ that supports the growing puppy with oxygen, nutrients, antibodies, and other substances, and removes waste products like urea and carbon dioxide. Dogs have what is known as a zonary placenta. An interesting thing about dogs is that during the development of the placenta, some of the bitch's blood vessels, right there, actually are destroyed, releasing large amounts of blood at the edge of the placenta. This blood breaks down during the remainder of pregnancy, providing the puppy with iron and leaving a green-colored mass. And if you've ever whelped a litter, you know we see a lot of green when the pups are born, and that's why. During this early part of the second trimester, when the placenta and pup's organs are developing, both dam and pup are sensitive to a variety of insults, especially nutritional. The demands on the bitch's body are great as she creates placentas and puppies. So begin to increase your bitch's food rations until she's eating half again as much as she usually does. Issues like cleft palates and lips, open abdomens, spina bifida or an open spine, and defects of the limb, tail, and skull all may happen during this period. So keeping her stress low, her fitness high, and her nutrition appropriate are essential. At a minimum, continue folic acid and fish oil supplementation during this time, although we obviously recommend that you add more than that. At the same time, morning sickness is a very real thing in many dogs. Bitches often go off their food around implantation and may continue with a poor appetite until day 40. Despite our concerns, previously well-fed bitches and puppies are usually not harmed by a few days or even a week of inappetence. However, some bitches will imprint on the food they're eating when they begin morning sickness, and so will refuse to eat it from then on. To avoid this, have a backup food on hand around the third week after ovulation. If your bitch refuses a meal, switch to this backup food so she doesn't imprint on the food you normally feed. Continue to offer her the backup food until her appetite has returned, when you can switch her back to her normal food. If your bitch continues to refuse food after a week or two, it's okay to spoil her at this point. Although we'd prefer she eat a balanced quality diet, some bitches simply won't go along with that. So try different commercial foods, feed her chicken and rice, fresh or canned tripe, or just about anything she'll eat at this point. You can get tough on her again once the pups go home, but for now, do what you can to get calories and some decent nutrition into her. By day 28 after ovulation, our pup is becoming somewhat recognizable as a puppy and is clearly visible on ultrasound. It's now known as a fetus. However, it's still only about the size of a walnut. If we take a look at second trimester hormones, we'll see that progesterone remains relatively high in both pregnant and non-pregnant bitches. Relaxin and prolactin begin to elevate in pregnant bitches and not so much in non-pregnant bitches. And estrogen, which has been identical between pregnant and non-pregnant, now we begin to see a rise in our pregnant bitches and a flat line in our non-pregnant bitches. Thus, it usually isn't until the second trimester draws to a close that we're likely to observe changes in our bitch that hint at pregnancy. Specifically, around day 35, some bitches will begin to show some minor mammary gland development as prolactin continues to elevate. So that's pregnancy. Here's a quick summary. The first trimester is a time of little change, at least outwardly, so treat every bitch that's been bred as if she is pregnant. Reduce her rations to 100% of maintenance, but make sure it's a premium reproductive diet. Do daily strength, balance, and flexibility exercises, but limit training to low and moderate risk activities and the good for the soul games she loves. In the second trimester, begin to increase her plane of nutrition to 150 or 180% of her normal rations. Still make sure she's on a high quality reproductive diet. Do daily strength, balance, and flexibility exercises, and now only low risk training activities, but lots of good for the soul fun. In the third trimester, implement dramatic changes. rapidly increase her plane of nutrition to 200 to 300% of her normal rations, still following the reproductive diet guidelines. Do only balance and proprioception exercises and stop all skill training. And limit good for the soul activities to those she really enjoys but can do very safely for her changing body. So there you have it, canine pregnancy in brief.